Good morning. Today is August the 10th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me this morning to the book of Psalm 117. We'd like to share just two verses with you. Beginning in verse number 1, the text reads, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud Him, all peoples. For His loving kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, these two short, seemingly simple verses this morning should bring praise and glory and honor unto God each and every day of our life. For verse 1 begins, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud Him, all peoples." The Word teaches us to give praise to God in all circumstances, all nations, everyone on the earth. Give praise to God. It says all nations. We surely know today that many, many nations do not follow the Lord God that we serve. Many nations follow those of idols. Many nations follow those of false gods, gods of men that have been lifted up high and above to the point of a God status. So many times we hear of those on the news. So many times, beloved, we hear of those false gods. Literally every day people are dying for their gods. Many thousands of people are dying on behalf of their belief in their God. Why do they not turn back to the one and only the living God, Jehovah Jireh, the God of heaven? In verse number 2, we understand, "For His loving kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting." Praise the Lord. Are you able to praise the Lord? That's the question this morning that God posed unto my heart that I share with you this morning. Are we able to praise the Lord with our whole heart? Are we able to thank God and lift up holy hands of praise unto Him for the good and the things that He has done in our life? You know, it's so easy always to praise God when we're standing on the mountain, isn't it? It's always good and always easy to do so whenever we know those around us as well maybe have done things that are so great that we see a reason to lift up hands of praise and shout and of glory. But what about the portions in our life? What about the valleys? What about the times in our life where we see things kind of crumbling around us? Things that happen that we don't understand why, but yet they continue to happen in our life. Maybe it may be a physical condition in your life. Maybe it be a financial situation. Maybe it's been a job that has been terminated or you've been laid off. I'm not sure what that valley is today in your life. But I do want you to know, according to God's own word, that we need to thank God and we need to praise God for this very day. You know, each and every morning I come out and I record and I share and I pray with God these messages each day to be aired. You know, sometimes I walk out, I look and I see the sky and I look up and see stars. And many times as well, I look up and see clouds. And many times as well, sometimes I see rain and it's windy and it may be cold or it may be hot and humid as it was this morning. But every morning when I get up, my feet hit the floor. The very first thing that I desire to do in my heart, beloved, is to just lift my hands up and thank God for just waking me up this morning, for just giving me an opportunity to have another day of life, another day to serve Him, another day to thank Him, another day to praise Him for all that He's done in my life. Yes, I praise Him for my family. Yes, I praise Him for my health. And I praise Him for my friends and all those around me. Yes, I praise Him for those good things. But I also take a moment to thank God that His grace and His mercies are renewed each and every day in my life. I thank God as well for the valleys. I thank God for the areas of my life where He allows me to grow, where He allows me to be nurtured by His hand, by His truth, and surely, just as today, by His Word. Beloved, I would ask you today and each day, allow God to allow you to praise Him on all things. Allow God to teach you to praise Him in all circumstances. Allow us to praise Him in all situations. We serve a God of blessings. We serve a God of love. We serve a God of grace. We serve a mighty God, beloved. May we praise Him together today in prayer. May we thank Him for what He's done in our life. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we thank You for this opportunity You blessed us with, just to be together one more day, God. Yes, Lord, it may seem to some, and it may be seeming to most, with the things and the trials and the tribulations that may be going on in life. How can we praise God in all situations, Lord? Many of the people may ask. Lord, I would ask You to help us Lord, allow us this day to lift up hands to you of praise and glory. Allow us to thank you, Father, for all situations, all circumstances, God, for you are truly in control of our lives. Father, I would ask your blessings of peace and truth and your healing hand of touch of grace, God, to be upon those that are sick. Lord, I know throughout this weekend and the services, Lord, you allowed us the blessing to be a part in. Lord, I know there was many that raised hands up that said they needed a touch from you, God. Lord, as well, we lifted up our own hands, God, today to ask you to just work in our life in a very special and a very profound way, God, as truly we need your touch. God, we need your healing hand to be upon our land, our nation. God, I would ask you to just keep your hands on us. Lord, I'd ask you would touch in a special and a very anointed way, God, each and every one that we know are in the hospital that are sick. Those that are shut in, God, in assisted care homes that are unable to get out, unable to make contact with their friends and their families just like they once did in years past. Father, I pray today for each and every listener of this broadcast that you would lift them up. I pray, God, that you would encourage them. Pray, God, that you would anoint them, Father. I pray, God, you would bless them for their faithfulness and their prayers unto this ministry, God, each and every day. Lord, may every day we thank you. Lord, God, may every day we just give you praise and glory, God, for all the things you've done. Lord, just as your word says in this psalm, Lord, may we praise you, Lord. May we thank you, Father, for all that you do. Lord, may we thank you for the things that we don't even many days even have to come across the thought of our mind. Lord, may we thank you for the invisible things, Lord, the things that we never see, God, that you bless us with. Lord, may we thank you mostly for your precious Son, Jesus, today, Father, that died on behalf of our sins. God, may we praise you, Father. May we thank you for the blood of the cross, God. Father, may we thank you for that salvation, Father, today we have received and you have offered, God, into the whole world. May we praise you and thank you, God, for your goodness and your love towards each and every one of us. Father, may we praise you today for that precious name that truly is lifted up high and above all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.